all the different flowers Mom uses for her bouquets. There's so many beautiful kinds.
Flowers would be a lot more boring if there was just one kind, don't you think? Well, good morning, good afternoon, or maybe even good evening. As always, I'm Zach, and as always, I'm glad you're here. Let's get started. So a bouquet of flowers is beautiful because it has a lot of different varieties and colors of flowers, and there's a lot of creative combinations you can make when you put a bouquet together. Now, you can thank God for all the varieties of flowers, but you can also thank Him for all the varieties of people, too. He made people in all kinds of different colors, and some are short and some are tall, and some have wavy hair and some have straight hair. But one day, no matter what, all people will worship Him. Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 says, "There was a great multitude from every nation, tribe, people, and language standing before the Lamb." Let's listen to our story today. It's called A Human Bouquet. "I love flowers. And you make such pretty bouquets and centerpieces, Mom," said Stella as she and her mother worked in the flower garden, selecting and cutting flowers for bouquets. "It's fun to help you with your florist business," Stella added. "You're so creative." Mom smiled. "Thanks, honey," she said, looking at the wide variety of flowers in the garden. "I'm glad you like my arrangements and think I'm creative, but..." Mom paused and motioned to the flower beds all around them. "I'm not nearly as creative as God. Look at all the different kinds of flowers He made." "I know," said Stella. "There are so many colors, and they're all so pretty. White and yellow daisies, red and pink dahlias, and the snapdragons and petunias and lilies come in all sorts of pretty colors." "Yes," said Mom. "And it's not just colors that are different. The petals are too. Lilies are shaped like trumpets. Daisy petals look like teardrops. Baby's breath is like little stars, and gladiola petals are all ruffly." She smiled. "God made people like that, too." "What, ruffly?" Stella teased. Mom laughed. "No, but He made people with different colors of skin and hair and eyes. Even body shapes are different. People can be tall or short, round or thin. Their hair might be straight, wavy, or curly." Stella grinned. "That makes them more interesting than if we were all alike." "I think so, too. I'm glad we're not all exactly the same as everybody else," said Mom. "We gather a variety of flowers for our bouquets, and the Bible says that God will gather believers from every nation, tribe, people group, and language to worship Him in heaven. Won't it be wonderful to praise the Lord with believers from all over the world?" Stella's eyes widened. "Like a human bouquet." "Now that's a lovely thought, Stella," Mom said with a big smile. "A beautiful human bouquet. God created each of us in His own image, and Jesus died for us all. Together we reflect the beauty of His love and grace." So what about you? Do you wonder what it will be like to worship God with people from everywhere? In heaven, there will be believers from every nation, tribe, and language. What a wonderful time that will be. But don't wait until then to appreciate people who are different from you. All people are created in God's image and are deeply loved by Him. Enjoy His beauty in the huge variety of people He made. Our key verse is Revelation chapter 7, verse 9.
"I saw a vast crowd, too great to count, from every nation and tribe and people and language, standing in front of the throne and before the Lamb."
And our key thought today, enjoy God's variety of people. Read and listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day on the Keys for Kids app. Just search your app store for Keys for Kids. Well, I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.